Musica Pacifica makes a trip to the gallant Indies, plus stops in Italy, France, Germany, and the British Isles. I'm KDFC's arts producer, Jeffrey Fryman-Wire, with today's State of the Arts. A program called Baroque Splendor will include a suite from Jean-Philippe Rameau's Les Indes Galantes, Musica Pacifica's violinist, Elizabeth Blumenstock.
It's a ballet, a very exotic ballet. It's very colorful, typical of Rameau, very lively, a lot of variety, a lot of color. There's some generic Baroque dances, but there are also some, it's supposed to show sort of pageantry from many different cultures, the Indies at least, the gallant Indies.
It's actually an orchestral piece that exists in what they call a short score, just the treble line and the bass line, and so then we've orchestrated from that for our instrumentation.
That's Judith Linsenberg, who plays recorders. The Rameau suite is constantly changing mood, which Elizabeth Blumenstock says has mostly to do with the forms of the dances they're playing.
A lot of those little dances, A, they're very short, and B, they come in two parts. They typically, like the rigodon, the tambourin, they come two at a time, two for one kind of a thing. And Rameau is pretty consistent, at least in this particular suite, that the second dance is in a quite different character and often even a different tempo from the first. So you get a lot of contrast within what is apparently one movement. It's almost like two mini movements within a single dance.
Musica Pacifica will also have a Telemann quartet, a Bach gamba sonata, and traditional English music, along with this trio sonata by Turini known as Il Corsino, which Linsenberg says is one of her favorites.
I love it because it uses one motive throughout the whole piece, but it changes meter, not so much tempo, but goes from 3 to 4, has a lot of cross rhythms, but the motive itself is very simple. It's just a bunch of repeated notes, yat-da-da-da-da.
Musica Pacifica will play in Palo Alto tonight, then in Berkeley on Friday, Ukiah on Saturday, and Wallala on Sunday afternoon. You can find out more at our website, kdfc.com/arts. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC. I'm Jeffrey Fryman-Wire.